Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
So, about a year ago, my girlfriend and I decided to adopt a dog. Didn't adopt, but anyway, we got a dog. And he was a cute little cuddly, furry, golden doodle.
Uh-huh. The most popular new breed of dog, by the way.
Is it?
I saw on, yeah.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that.
Have you, like, gone on golden doodle support group chat sites to see if they are all this way? Because your dog has been very destructive.
Surprisingly, from other golden doodle owners, they say that it's a pretty smart breed of dog.
Yeah, so you got a bad doodle.
I would say I got a bad doodle.
You have a puppy.
I've got a puppy. Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, because I've had puppies that haven't destroyed an entire couch.
I have two. And there was a problem. I mean, like, he started with my glasses, I believe, and an alarm clock. You know, but it's a puppy. You know, I know he's got to chew on stuff. He chews on the table. He chews on this. He chews on that. He chews on my pants. He'll go in my pocket and pick out a big bill and chew on that.
Okay, so what are we up to here with Curtis damage?
Well, with the glasses.
Uh-huh. About 500 probably, right?
And then
the couch.
The flip-flops. Of course, you remember the flip-flops.
And those are Nike flip-flops. Flip-flops. So we're in the thousands.
Song of the summer.
Yeah. He bit the flip-flops.
Two pairs. Everyone thinks that you're so cute.
And then I thought I'd cured him of the flip-flop.
Uh-huh.
And he stopped biting on those, and then he went to the couch.
You did! Flip-biting my flip-flop. That's my boy. Flip-biting
my flip-flop.
I'm so proud of you.
Flip-biting my flip-flop.
Thank you, buddy.
So proud you stopped all the fighting. Now we can quit all our fighting. No more crates. I'm leaving.
At that point, I would be done with that dog.
I remember when you bought this couch, Al. You were so excited about this couch.
I was so excited about the couch.
You wanted me to come over just to sit on it.
I know, because it's so big. It's oversized couch. It's so awesome. Anyway, yeah, so.
It was.
So, so I've decided maybe when I get him fixed, he'll kind of calm down. So, as I said, a couple days ago, I deemed it Testicle Tuesday, and got him clipped.
See, I've never heard you say that before, so that's...
And he's got the little cone on his head right now. And right now, usually I crate him during the daytime when I'm at work, but he can't bite anything right now because he's got the cone on his head, so I leave him out. So he's fine. He hadn't peed and pooped, so he's...
Have you gotten home and he's upside down in the cone? With, like, the butt in there?
That's a funny visual.
No?
Yeah, he's stuck in something.
So no. He's good? Okay.
But yeah, he's good. He's good. So he didn't do anything now. But I'm just wondering. Here's my question. Here's my quandary. Because, you know, I'd like to think that I could probably maybe sort of kind of train a dog. I've trained him to sit and to do a high five.
You train him to sit alone for 12 hours at a time.
Any dog will do a high five if you put your hand out. They just reach out for your hand.
But does it make me a bad pet owner?
Yes.
To send my dog off to boarding school?
No.
To obedience school?
Doggy boarding school?
Yeah.
Well, you need to take a drastic action.
Right.
Because what you've been doing for the past year hasn't worked.
I thought you already sent him to training classes.
Well, that's when you have to go.
No,
yeah, that's a little 30
minutes. That makes you a good dog owner.
This guy that I know comes in the bar sometimes, and he was telling me about this place in Houston. So it's about a 4-hour drive from here.
Oh, wow. So you're like shipping him off to boarding school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I called them, and they only train like 4 dogs at a time. They do it out of their home, but they have some acres, you know, it's a big place.
I bet it's cheap.
Yeah, right. And you can't even visit. Like during that 4 weeks, you can't even visit the dog.
You don't know what they're doing to it.
Well, they said they don't use shock therapy or whatever you call it, shock training. They don't use
choke them out.
They don't. No, they
like an MMA
no,
training.
No, there is training where they choke them out.
No, they don't do any of that.
That's unnecessary.
They don't even do treats. They do repetition.
Yeah.
So it's like almost like, what do you call it when you go into Mexico and you, like, speak nothing but Spanish? You
Immersion.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're, like, deep, deep training.
How long?
And then it's 4 weeks. They have a 3 or 4 and a 6-week deal. I'm doing the 4-week. And
oh, so it's already done. You decided.
Pretty much. I mean, he's not there yet, but... I think I'm going to, I'm 99% sure I'm going to go ahead and do that.
No, but you're going to take him there, right, and inspect the place?
I'm going to take him there and then...
And look around?
And then, yeah, and then when I go get him in a month or a month from then, I have to stay down there for like 2 or 3 hours to, you know, they have to train me
learn
as well.
What he's learned.
Yeah, right, basically.
I think it's good
they're
as long
teach
as
you... in 2 hours, whatever.
I think it's good as long as you go actually, like, take a tour of the place
yeah,
and hang
yeah.
out. I would, like, plan on spending a day there before you take him, but... I don't know. I feel like golden noodles are supposed to be really smart, and they probably they like to have jobs. You know, they
right.
need a purpose.
Right.
Yeah, probably he's bored. He's in a high rise, just chilling.
He yeah. wants a yard out,
and he's a puppy. He's mm-hmm. bored. He needs a yard mm-hmm. to expend some of that energy. But
right.
this he might not want to come home.
Is your lease almost up?
Yeah, but I don't even want to live right now.
Are you gonna?
Why don't you buy a house? Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
you need to buy a house for your dog.
Kelly bought a house.
I
got 2 houses.
Yeah, she has 2 houses. 2 houses.
No, I'm gonna probably move back into my house later on. But so that was my question because I almost feel like a little bit of a failure to not be able to train the dog because dog is a dog. It's a cute dog, lovable dog. He's a nice dog. He's so friendly, so sociable. You know. But I just want to get some feedback from y'all. Nick, I think Nick said he had sent his dog to one of these places.
Oh, that just makes you a good dog owner.
Nick,
I think getting rid of the dog would make you a better dog.
This is Nick, the video guy.
Hey, guys.
He's not the right dog for your lifestyle. It's just not.
No, he's,
you
he's
picked
great.
The wrong dog for your lifestyle.
No, he's great.
You need
he's
a little
great dog.
Dog,
but he's the
dog
wrong dog for your lifestyle.
You need like a Pomeranian or something.
Okay, well, that part is...
I'm serious. You should have had a personality assessment before you got
we
a dog.
We did.
No, you just on a whim. You like somebody's
golden
doodle.
You went with the popular thing.
No, what Al really needed to do was get a rescue dog. You know, like he needed to get a dog that was like...
He just needed a different type of dog with a different type of energy. There are different dogs for older people because an old person can't handle a high energy dog. There are different types of dogs for families with little children because some animals are more aggressive. You should have really taken time to consider your lifestyle. You have put this dog in a no-win situation, and now he's been shipped off for 4 weeks.
Al, did you by chance get a dog that was created with brother and sister dogs?
No,
incest dog?
Yeah.
Ew. All right, well, Nick has a golden mm-hmm. retriever, right?
That's right, yeah. My golden retriever is about 2 years old now.
Okay. You have a house with a yard, don't
I do.
You, Nick?
Huh? Yeah.
Number one, good
but
thing
Nick's
you
got a yard.
But okay. You got this with your wife.
Uh-huh, yeah, we've had it for 2 years now. Her name's Samantha. And Sam, we took her to, it was a 3-week program.
Mm-hmm.
She was away for 3 weeks.
Rehab, yeah.
Where, like far away?
No, it was
near.
In town.
Okay.
Oh, so there's a place you could actually get them locally.
And,
because of all the research you've done again.
Yeah.
I'm going from referrals, Kelly.
And we researched this. We had some friends that took some dogs, same breed.
What was the problem? What was the problem? Hyperactive? Just
high, high energy. Yeah. Lots of energy.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was a little destructive.
Yeah.
You know, chewing on shoes, chewing on tablecloths, just chewing on random things. And then we moved into the house. Lots of digging.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of digging.
You don't want holes in the backyard.
Yes, lots of digging. Yeah. So we researched this place that would cure all that. Same kind of thing like you. They don't do treats. They don't do any sort of shock or anything. And it did not work.
It didn't work.
It did not.
At all? So you wasted money, basically.
I wasted money.
At least he wasted it locally.
Wow.
That's right.
Not 5 hours away.
And I mean, it really sucks because we spent, I think it was like $500. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Away from this new dog you're trying to bond with for 3 weeks.
I've got a friend that would take care of this for you, but he like keeps dogs for his friends, and he'll just train them while he has them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a dog whisperer.
So, Nick, you're saying no.
I say no. In my experience, it did not work. And we had friends, same breed, went to the same place.
Kelly,
and it just didn't work for my
Kelly,
dog.
You say yes if we go to your dog whisperer friend.
No, I'm saying I think Al should give the dog away to a loving home.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That is
away.
Truly my opinion.
I'm
it's
then,
not the
away.
Right match.
Okay, not
think,
an option.
I think
not
Drew is on your side. Drew, what do you think is wrong with Al and his dog?
Well, I have a 3-year-old golden retriever, and she's high energy. She needs lots of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I did send her to training school, spent $500. it worked well, but I still have to work with her and wear her out every day.
You gotta wear him out.
And you can't do that, Al.
Like, I can wear him out.
Your knee still hurts from running with Jenna 5 months ago.
I know, that's the thing I told you.
Walking down 18 flights of stairs to go pee and your elevator ride down 18 flights of stairs, excuse me. This dog is in a no-win situation, Al.
Well, he's gonna win. He's gonna win.
Well, Al, I mean, I have a pug, so he can get away with minimal exercise.
That's what you need, a pug.
And it took me a long time to train him. Like, it was a commitment, you know, like 8 times a day going out. And you just don't have the time for a puppy, but you need to go jog with the dog.
Right. It took me a minute to train my
dog.
It's the poodle mix that makes him smart. Mm-hmm. My Yorkie Poo George trained like that. Mm-hmm. Not destructive. It's just a small dog with a little doggy door and a yard.
I mean, reiterate that enough. 3 years is what I say. 3 years is when they finally start to chill.
Ashley, what should Al do?
Definitely not send him to training. I was a vet tech for 2 years right out of high school and have been in rescue for 6 years, and we don't even recommend sending out for training. Go to PetSmart, go to Petco, pay for the training, take the time to take them with you, because the experience that I've had was as soon as you send them off, they come back and they are aggressive. They don't know. They're not training with you. They're training with somebody else. And even spending those 2 or 3 hours when you go to pick them up, it's not going to help.
Okay.
What I don't understand is what I've offered to Al. Since we do the same thing for a living, I board Max a lot, and he has a great place, and so he will go often, like, you know, in the morning I'll have someone drop him off, or I'll drop him off when I get out of work and then go pick him up at night. Like, and then he's exhausted, and he gets social interaction, and there's like 10 people that work there that are great with animals, so they get on a schedule. Like, my dog will go at 10 o'clock and look at me if I'm not in bed, and he'll go, like, he's ready to go to bed because he's on such a schedule. Just board him. I've offered it. He can share with Max.
Buy a treadmill and put it in front of the TV and just have him run while you watch TV.
Just board him during the day, and then he's tired.
But this guy recommended this place. Swears by it.
Okay.
Because he's taking a dog.
Is he going to give you your money back if it doesn't work?
And not everything works for every dog.
In all honesty, how many vacations do you have coming up? Is that why you want to get rid of him for?
No. We shack him up with another dog and another girl when we leave town. So that's not an issue, you know. But I don't know.
Do you have a final decision on what you're going to make?
No, I don't.
What you're going to do?
He's
probably going to send him off.
Go board him with my dog.
I guarantee you, send him off.
I hate that these people told me not to do it.
Everybody told you not to do it.
There you go.
Yeah. Even Nick, who sent his dog to a boarding school, said not to do it.
And I'm surprised.
But don't go with everybody else. You go with your gut out.
Yeah, you do that.
Go with your
It'll
gut.
Work out.
It never failed you.
It didn't work for anybody else, but for you.
He didn't listen to us when we said don't get a dog.
Exactly. We told him don't get a dog. Got it. Don't get a bar in Mexico. Got it.
Got it.
Oh, Al.
Al, you just do you.
Do you, buddy. YOLO.
Curtis, you need a little like summer school playtime.
Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's get ready for camp. Let's get ready for camp. Let's get ready for camp.
Well, the school year has been out for a couple weeks now, and we all know teachers work really hard, but don't make nearly enough money. So Kelly has taken a summer job as a camp counselor. Unbeknownst to her, every student from her class is at this summer camp. So while Kelly thought she was getting a break from them, it turns out she's not. So let's take a peek inside Kelly's summertime job as a camp counselor. It's 5 a.m. at the Peter, Paul, and Mary Bible Camp, and the group is just waking up, preparing themselves for breakfast.
Rise and shine, happy campers. Time to wake up and praise God for allowing us to enjoy another blessed day together. So wake up, wipe that sleep out of your eyes, brush those teeth. We're going to head down to the cafeteria for devotions and breakfast. But before we go, I need to know if anyone has any prayer requests, or maybe you just like to give thanks for something.
No, Mrs. Raspberry. I don't want to give thanks. I need at least 8 hours of beauty sleep before I can be thankful for anything. And I only got about 6.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Because Big Al is in the bunk bed above mine, and he is so heavy, his mattress was sinking down just inches from my face.
I wasn't a mattress.
Night long. It kept moving back and forth from my face. I don't know what was going on. Anyways, I was in fear for my life. So I'm going to need at least 1.5 hours more of nap time to compensate.
No, Jenna, that's not how camp works. We do things as a group here. Now, I'm sorry if you're sleepy. We're just going to have to put your prayer request down for a thinner bunk make. How about that? So now get over here and let's pray to Jesus.
I'm just going to have the chicken ambient tonight.
but I thought I confiscated all of your pills when we did luggage check on the first day of camp.
It pays to get in good with the camp nurse. Oh, when we pray, put me down for being thankful to Nurse Brittany and prescription medications.
Wow. And I'll be having a meeting with Nurse Brittany later today. All right. Anybody else have a prayer or a praise? No?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll begin. Let us pray. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice.
Ooh, did you say Lord?
Lord.
I love her. She's from New Zealand. That's where my people are from.
No, I thought you said you were Lebanese.
Well, that too. But I love Lord. She sings so good. And she's so pasty pale and beautiful. Just like you, Mrs. Raspberry. By the way, that's a lovely nightgown you're wearing this morning.
Oh, thank you, Shannon.
And just in case you're wondering, I stayed up all night and watched you sleep. Just to make sure you weren't bothered by bed bugs or anything.
Oh, that's weird.
Did you know that you sleep on your side at first, but then you turn on your back and sometimes you start talking a little? But it's not weird or anything. I think it's kind of cute. Like that little bit of drool that fell out of the side of your mouth. So cute. But don't worry. Oh. I wiped it off for you.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't want your delicate skin to get irritated. You don't have to thank me.
I wasn't going to thank you, Shannon. Yeah, and stop watching me sleep. That's creepy.
I love you.
All right, back to our prayer. As I was saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Dear Lord, be with us throughout the day. Grant us success in all of our endeavors.
Mrs. Raspberry?
Yes, yes, JC.
You know, this is why my family come to the United States. To find greater success. I plan on becoming a famous telenovela actor on Univision. I have been taking classes with my tia Guadalupe.
Oh, really? Well, that's great, JC.
Yeah. Do you want to hear my monogamy?
You mean your monologue?
No. I'm the actor, Mrs. Raspberry. I know what I am talking about.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here I go. Josefina!
Is that it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's legit. I feel that.
I have another.
Does it have more than one word?
Shh, 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 shh.
You hear the crickets?
And action. Eduardo! And a scene.
What's a scene?
A scene.
I am sitting over here in tears with that convincing performance, my dude. I mean, I really felt your pain.
All right, that was different, JC.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Raspberry. I would just like to personally thank El Padre Nuestro for my success and talent. So in the words of my bestest friend in the world, Big Al Mac.
Thank you.
Lord, please be safe.
Oh, that's very lovely, JC.
Word.
Big Al Mac taught me.
All right, now I'm about to start gnawing on my arm if I don't get something to eat soon. So let me finish my pre-prayer breakfast. And remember, the good Lord promised us in His Word, where two or more are gathered in His name. Well, He's here with us. So basically, it's like we're having a little church service here, right?
Hold up, K-Raz. Pump your brakes, my little cauliflower. Church. This ain't church. This nasty, low-rent, by-the-hour cabin with these different-stroke wannabe bunk beds ain't no Holy Ghost house of the Lord because I am a proud member of the First United Pentecostal Christian. Hold on. I knew this was going to be hard.
This is really hard.
He wrote it, not my fault.
Because I am a proud member of the First United Pentatonic Missionary Full Gospel Holiness Fellowship Church on the Rock Tabernacle Outlet, located right next to Paul's Pig Feet and Pages.
Amen.
I show up promptly at 11:46 every Sunday for the 11 o'clock service. And at my church, there's singing up in there, there's church announcements, then you have the pastoral reflection, then we take a general offering, then the building repair offering, then we do the new building offering, then there's women in big hats, and they're getting happy, and the preacher's yelling, "Can I get an amen up in here?" And then we holler back, "Amen, preacher." And then he'll say, "Can I get an amen again?" You know what I'm talking about. That's what our church is like. This white church ain't nothing like black church.
Mm. I love Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
Big Al, why are you even here? I thought you had a family to take care of.
Well, that is a fair statement, like little Kayla asked. And yes, I am a third grader that's married with a couple of kids. But my wife has said she's tired of me, and she thought that some Bible camp time might do me some good. So she dropped me and the kids off yesterday. My two twin girls, you know, Monique and Unique, they're over there in the toddler cabin.
Somebody please tell me I'm just having a bad dream. God cannot be punishing me this way. I've done nothing wrong to deserve this. I tithe. I do charity work. I pray, or at least I try to pray.
Kelly, cool out. I think this is God's way of saying that you and me were meant to be. You know, sometimes you just can't deny fate. We are like the delicious swirl soft serve ice cream you get at Mickey D's. You know what I'm saying? We the best of both worlds, baby. We like cookies and cream, Oreos and milk. I am the black sun rooftop on your aerodynamic white chassis, baby. The universe is calling us together. So come on over here, my little white egg, and give Big Daddy some loving.
Let me
show you that once you go black.
All right, that's enough. Mm. You had me at white egg. You know what? Let's just forget about praying and let's go eat. Amen.
I have another scene if you want.
Amen.
Hey, I said amen.
And action.
Jose Luis. God, you spit all down on your computer.
I know. I have a drooling problem.
You
are channeling little kid Craddock. Rest his soul.
Yeah, I like ended the script 30 seconds ago.
You can hit the music now.
I need a napkin.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for camp. Let's get ready for camp.
You spit
waves.
I ain't never seen that much spit fall out of one person out. Now. Short of them being like...
I'm just trying to mask Al's two mess-ups.
That was like an Oscar scene or something.
Jenna!
More spit.
There's no spitting in Jenna.
Jenna don't.
There's
spit.
If you pronounce
so you
it the correct way. Hina.
Yeah.
Hina.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm all set.
We'll go to break now.
Okay.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Joining us from the hit TV show on ABC, which I watch every week.
Me too.
The Goldbergs. You know her as Erica. We know her as Haley Arantia.
Yeah.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Welcome back.
You know what this means, JC?
What?
And Haley, you might not realize this. We've broken the curse.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. You didn't get canceled.
That's right.
Oh, you did our show, and you did not get canceled.
We didn't want to tell you about the curse last time you came in because you wouldn't have come in.
Yeah, it's the truth. You jinxed me and I would not be.
Yeah.
It's the truth. I don't know what it is about our show.
I don't know.
They do our show and the next week we get on the press, so it's canceled.
Do you ever think maybe they do a lot of shows and it's not just ours?
No, I take full blame.
We do too, yeah.
And you know what else? The other curse?
What?
The Bieber curse. She's gotten more famous and she still came back to visit us.
And still nice.
Right.
Still nice so far.
Two curses?
Awesome.
Now, I'm borderline fangirling now on this show because I watch it every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to refrain myself from calling you Erica. Is that happening a lot nowadays when you go out and about?
You know what? It's usually just like I'll be walking and someone will go, Goldberg. And
I know you're one of them, not which one.
Right. Yeah. It happened to us in New Orleans. We're walking down the canal. No, not New Orleans, San Antonio.
Yeah.
Dish Nation!
We got Dish Nation and then Kelly walked up behind us and they're like, Kelly Raz there!
Yeah, right? Right.
How can you forget that name or this face?
Now, do you guys remember when Haley said she would invite us on set when she films one?
Well, it's easy for her to say when we never go to
LA.
Right. We are going to LA.
We never took her up on that. We still have a trip coming up.
Well, it might be that kind of invitation, like, hey, if you're ever in such and such, give me a call. Yeah. And then, you know, she doesn't return the phone call if we actually give her a call.
It's real. Just if you're, we start in August. So if you ever are in LA anytime. We are. We're going to actually be there like the first weekend in September.
Kelly, you can wear your clothes.
See? Yeah, Kelly
I
has like a whole closet.
I may be hung on to something from the 80s. I might be able to find something.
Seriously, just let me know. And it's so easy to just get you guys on there. I probably shouldn't say that, but everyone's going to be like, can you get me on?
No, only if you're a member of this show.
Exactly.
It's only for us.
And we're promoting your show.
Yeah.
So you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Exactly.
But I'd like more of a massage.
Just, she's just massaging you for like 3 hours.
That's what I would like, please. Now, Haley, you've been on the show for one season, so you've picked up on some 80s stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to quiz you on your 80s knowledge.
Uh-oh. What year were you born?
94.
Okay. 94. Never lived a day in the 80s.
I remember we talked 20, about that this.
Was, I just celebrated my 20th anniversary. Oh, I started here in 94, Good.
See, and I was 84, so you kind of you missed a lot of the 80s.
Just
yeah.
A little bit. All right.
She missed,
was
your all mama? Of it.
Yeah. What year was your mama born?
She probably doesn't want me to say that.
81, Al.
Yeah.
I seriously think the 80s were the best. Now, maybe awesome. I'm a little biased.
They were awesome.
I think it was voted as the best decade.
It was the most fun decade.
By who?
It truly was. By the people who lived it and loved it.
By scientists.
What's weird is I was born in that decade, and I mean, I love the 70s, too, and the 90s
Man,
were great.
Hippies, smoking pot.
Yeah, members 60s. Only jackets, yeah, Jerry yeah. curls.
It's science. The 80s were the best.
You keep your lava lamps. We'll take our neon.
Yeah, I want a shag rug.
Did the 90s have Michael Jackson? Yes. Of course
actually,
they did.
They did.
Okay, let's quiz the 90s right. child on the 80s knowledge.
Here's your first question, Haley. Which 80s sitcom featured an early role for Leonardo DiCaprio?
I know.
Kelly, this is a Haley quiz.
I'm going to fail this so bad. Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell? That's the 90s.
I don't know.
Growing Pains would be the correct answer
With
on that
Kirk
one.
Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the 80s?
That was 80s.
Was it the 80s?
I don't know. I didn't make the quiz. I didn't make the quiz, so what?
All right. What else?
I'll check on that one. The next question.
Okay. We'll go sports. You like sports?
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay.
Which team performed the Super Bowl shuffle in the mid-1980s?
Oh, I got that one.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're not here to make no something trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
How do you remember
Bears.
That?
Something
Bears.
Like that.
Bears?
Yes.
Very windy.
The Bears. You know the city? The windy, the very Bears. Windy city?
Chicago.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go. There
I
you go.
That one.
We'll give you half a point on that one.
Wow. Remember the really in the refrigerator, Perry? Yeah. And the guy with the glasses because he had a wonky eye?
A what?
The McMahon? What was his name?
I was impressed with Kelly's sports knowledge.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here we go. This one.
Oh, no, I do. I thought she was. Yeah, come on.
This was my Halloween costume this past Halloween.
Okay.
Who was the host of Double Dare?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Okay, okay. His last name
is 80s?
His last name is a season. Yes, his last name is a season.
Okay, now I got it.
And we're in it right now.
Summer.
Yeah.
Plural.
Summers.
Suzanne.
Yeah. That's close.
Mark that down.
That counts. I don't have any idea.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
God, I didn't realize that was 80s.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Double Dare.
This one's definitely, you've watched this movie, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so.
How fast did the DeLorean need to go travel back to the future?
Oh, it was like 80 miles, 86,
88. Yeah, 88.
It was something in the.
I didn't know that one.
You didn't know that one?
Uh-uh.
Jenna, you got to go 88.
I haven't seen Back to the Future.
I did that when I got.
Ever?
I can't believe I just admitted that.
What?
Jenna.
I always just turned it off when it was
what?
On.
What?
It's cool. I haven't seen E.T.
I went that into it. You haven't seen E.T.? I'm going to do that.
What?
What?
Never saw it.
I haven't seen E.T.
I mean, it was on. I just never, watched it when
we
it was
We need to
on.
Have, a movie watching party with every classic none of us have ever seen.
Yeah. Right.
How about this one? This will be the last one.
All right.
What was David Hasselhoff's talking car's name in Knight Rider?
Oh,
give me a break.
First
give
aid.
Give me a break, Kit.
There you go.
Kit.
For somebody who was born in 1994, you did well.
I got to have her back, though, because I was born in 84, and a lot of those questions are hard for me because I was so young.
Right. Well, I just need to study up on the 80s a lot more because I feel like they're going to be disappointed in me.
Well, they give you the lines. So
that's true.
But you're still, it's like a doctor on those, an actor playing a doctor on the medical shows. You just repeat the lines and have no idea what you're saying sometimes, right?
I mean,
that's what I do here.
Yeah.
Just repeat what Kelly writes down for me.
Is there anything from the wardrobe?
I am not taking credit for what you said.
With the 80s fashion and all, is there anything from the wardrobe department that you have taken and you actually wear, on a normal basis that you're really into?
Yeah. Well, I mean, high-waisted skirts and shorts are really in right now.
They're back.
I've always been into the high-waisted shorts. They make fun of me. I love them. High-waisted.
You got to be really skinny to wear them,
But they're
though.
Coming back. I mean, all of American Apparel has, all 80s look and stuff.
Yeah, but not all people should wear everything.
Oh, true.
Just
so
because
true.
It's in
so
style.
True. I want to be buried in high-waisted jorts.
I can make that happen.
My wife threw away my jorts.
Unbelievable. Divorcer.
She did.
You know what? That's okay.
They were cool, too. I made them myself.
Yeah, that's grounds.
This is the thing. We're talking about, girl fashion.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, whatever.
And yours were skinny jorts, which is even weirder.
Oh.
That's what's in right now. It's skinny jorts.
So what are you doing the rest of the summer before you have to get back to work?
Ooh, well,
you've been to Nashville, I heard.
I have. I've been traveling a lot to Nashville and working on music.
You know, that's the thing, is you started off singer, and now you've gotten sidetracked by the acting, and you,
that
how do you balance acting. Both, you know?
And be good at all those things.
Thanks. no, it's been great, because I've had to put off music for a while, and to finally be able to work with people and write my own songs. Hopefully I'll be out with an album soon enough, but... it's just been great. Yeah, the whole summer's kind of dedicated to music for me.
In studio with us is Haley Orenthia from the ABC show The Goldbergs. How many songs have you written so far this summer?
12.
Oh, man.
So that's like, you got an album ready.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the point is we're supposed to write like a ton, so that way we narrow it down. But I love everything we've done so far. So
is it all about heartbreak for you? What are your songs about?
A lot of it is, there's like a ton of love songs in there. But there's a couple that I've written recently that are like heartbreak. And I look back and I'm like, wow, somebody's sad. But I feel like you have to have kind of a balance between all different kinds of things, because, you know, that's what people relate to.
So who's this jerk that broke your heart?
Oh, nobody.
Come on.
We wouldn't know him.
Would we know him, maybe?
First name.
I don't know.
First name.
We won't make you throw the name, but would we know him?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
That's the obvious answer.
I don't tell anybody, but me and Leo.
Now, you're really good friends with one of our buddies, Tim Halperin.
Yes.
And have you seen Tim lately?
I haven't lately. I know he's getting married now.
I just ordered him a food processor from Bed Bath & Beyond.
He might be listening.
Where's you don't give away the
gift. Where's he registered?
At Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, good. Yeah. I need to do that.
Yeah, you should. You're going to be going. Because we actually have a performance from Tim and Haley.
Oh, yeah.
When you guys covered a One Direction song.
That's what makes you beautiful.
Aww.
You guys want to hear a little bit?
That song makes me happy. Sure. I love that song.
Yeah. This is Haley and Tim together. Well, no, they're not dating, but together singing.
Right. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see. You'd understand why I want you so desperately.
Now, you sang in the first season of The Goldbergs.
See, that's...
I did.
Haley Orenthia and Tim Halperin have what in common?
They were in the shows where they had to perform.
Oh, yeah.
They both
music
competed
shows.
On reality competed. Television. You on X Factor, he on American Idol. Is that how your paths crossed?
I think it was actually through people here.
Yeah,
so I have to
from
thank
our show.
You guys, for hooking that up. Because me and Tim are great friends, and... working with him, we have multiple covers and stuff and original songs we wrote.
Any more singing on the show in the future for the second season?
I've heard that may happen, but I honestly don't know anything. Mm. Like, I wish they would tell me more, but they're kind of keeping it a secret right now.
Any scoop for the second season?
Yeah.
Well, she just said she doesn't know.
Do they just hand you the script?
Yeah, I know a lot of shows do that, like hand you the script within just like a week of before you start production.
There's like table reads that we do, and so we'll sit down the week before, and we'll read it out loud in front of all the producers and writers, and then they'll have to tweak whatever they think doesn't work. But I have heard one storyline, and I hope I don't get in trouble for hinting at it, but they're thinking about doing an episode where Erica and Barry get fake IDs.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's all I know so far. But that's the
Barry with a fake ID is great.
I'm just waiting for the Duran Duran episode. I know it's coming. I can feel it in my gut.
I actually got to wear one of their T-shirts or whatever, and they tweeted at the show and was like, hey, thanks for wearing a shirt. I was like,
I'm telling you, it was nothing. I had the white jazz shoes. I dyed my bangs blonde like John Taylor. I had that hat like from the Hungry Like the Wolf video. I was all about it.
I'll get you one.
Gorgeous.
You wore it yesterday.
Oh, I was a mess.
I'm so turned on right now by Kelly Raffner.
I was a hot mess. I was devoted.
You need to get Kelly on the show as like one of the mom's friends.
Oh my! I would just pee on myself.
No,
I swear, if
we go to watch her on set and Kelly's, dress something in her closet, they'd probably just ask her to do a.
Hey, you extra! Get over here.
Best decade ever, I tell you.
I'm not an extra.
Well, Haley, if we want to keep up with you, where do we go? Twitter? Do you have a website?
Yeah, just at Haley Orenthia. I know it's spelled really confusing. H A Y L E Y O R R A N T I A. Try and get that done quick enough. Facebook page. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And Instagram.
Well, when you have music to promote, come back and promote that. We'll always talk to you about Goldbergs all day because we really are fans. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Saying that.
I promise you I'll watch
Al, that movie. I ain't going to lie. Al ain't seen it.
I went to school with some Goldbergs. I went to school with some Goldbergs out of
Did
Green
you?
Hill.
My favorite episode is when you brought your French pen pal to live with you guys, and Barry fell in love with her.
Oh, yes. Barry. Gosh, he just kills me.
And
I
goes
love
to the
that
airport.
Character so much.
He does. That's the best scene. She's like, I don't understand what's happening. He's like, I love you too.
I love him.
Haley, thank you so much for coming back. Any movies in the future, maybe?
I don't know yet.
All right, sign her up, somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
Come on. Haley, you're out there in studio. Yay! Yay.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Let it go.
Let it go.
We like to take this time out to let you vent a little.
Let it go.
Maybe you messed up a little bit at home and your wife just won't let you hear the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to call our show and tell her to let it go.
What, a woman that keeps bringing stuff up even after the fact?
Yeah.
That never happened.
Maybe you ditched out on work to go watch the World Cup with your girlfriends. And you want to tell your boss, hey, let it go, boss man. We had fun.
Now he's going to let you go.
Yeah, he might let you go. That's the risk you run.
Mm-hmm.
I have one for my wife, actually.
All right, go ahead.
To my wife, Kinsey. You are banned from using the scissors on our son forever. No, I will not let you trim up his sideburns ever again. You gave him a mullet. He looks like Joe Dirt. Let it go.
Oh.
Wow.
I actually posted the picture up on my Facebook page if you would like to take a look at my son's.
Not that bad, JC. Let it go.
Yeah. Kelly, it looks like Cristiano Ronaldo's haircut that he had against the USA in the World Cup.
He's two. He doesn't care. Let it go.
Guess what? She's saving money.
Yeah, no, because I already paid money to have it cut. And she wanted to cut a little more.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the problem right
there.
It's not. It is bad. Al, is that bad?
It'll grow back. It's hair.
Well, we got some of our listeners who have way more serious issues, like Randy. He said, my goatee is about 8 inches long, and I told my wife, when she stops smoking, I'll cut it off. So, honey, until you stop smoking, let it go.
Yeah.
8 inches?
Wow.
That's awesome. Oh, no. Man, just be able to pull on that thing just for fun. Why not? To the woman in line behind me in the 20 items or less express lane at the grocery store, I'm sorry I had 21 items. I miscounted by one. So find something worth huffing and puffing over, not my one extra item. Let it go.
Wow.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I'm cool. One extra, two extra items, it's all good.
You know, it is wedding season. I just went to one. And Miranda wants to say to her newlywed husband, yes, I went $5,000 over budget on our wedding. It's on a credit card, so it can be paid off. It's not the end of the world, and our wedding pictures are going to be beautiful. So just quit griping at me and let it go.
Wow.
Is that $5,000 just for the photos?
I think so.
I sure hope not.
It's ridiculous.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We should totally get into taking pictures at weddings. We make so much money.
What happened to just putting disposable cameras on the table?
They still do that.
Have at it.
But you want the fancy ones with the good lighting.
I still think we need to get on this divorce party idea.
No. Yeah. I'm not going to.
You know, like the divorce party planner?
No. Jason,
they'll be paying $5,000 for pictures of that.
Jason, welcome to the Get Over It Lines. Who would you like to give it out to?
Well, I was going to tell myself to let it go because I'm very upset that I just heard Jenna has never seen Back to the Future. And it is really bugging me.
You thought she was the perfect girl until you heard that, huh?
You should order a pizza and rent it and have her over.
Yeah.
So this was to yourself. You need to let it go. This is what you need to understand. Yeah. I believe I was born in 84. I don't know when this movie came out. I know that it was on, I know that it was on TV when I was young and I remember it being on, but it was not one of those movies that I have ever, as an adult, like actually gone back and watched. So a lot of the references are lost on me. Like I remember something about the shoes and his car, but I don't remember all the details when people quote it all the time. I think I only saw it once, sort of, when I was like 5.
I think it was Back to the Future 2 where Marty could almost make out with his mom. She wanted some.
No, that was the first one.
That was the first one?
That was all of them.
Thanks, Jason. That was the first one?
I'm sorry,
when
Jason,
she
by
went
the
with
way.
That brute to the prom.
Yeah. And she did want to make out with him that one.
And Marty McFly rescued her. And so she wanted to, like,
she went with Biff.
Him. Yeah, she went with Biff.
That was tough for Marty because his mom was hot back in the day.
You think so? She was very horny.
You know what? I remember that.
She's like, your name is Calvin? Because remember he had his Calvin Klein underwear on?
You know what? This spawns a Let It Go for me because I've been faced with this lately.
Yeah.
You know when someone says something about a movie and then when you say, oh, I haven't seen it, and the reaction people give you, like, or with a band even, they go, oh my gosh, you haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
Oh,
how have you not
goodness.
Seen Pulp Fiction? How have you not seen it? And people do that to each other all the time.
Yeah.
Let it go. I mean, who cares? Someone hasn't seen a movie. We do it to each other all the time. How do you not know who sings that song? How have you not heard this song?
Let it go.
I haven't seen Breakfast at Tiffany's.
What?
I know.
It's all right. I wasn't that into it.
Mary Jane? You have one for your husband?
My husband needs to let it go because he gives me a hard time over having 50 pairs of shoes. If I got to get rid of some shoes, he's got to get rid of some of his guns.
Sounds like a standoff.
Yeah. So one pair of shoes per gun?
I'm going on the gun guy side.
Yeah, but you can't donate those to the women's shelter where I often take my clothes. I don't think, well...
How many?
Well, he's an avid hunter, so.
How many guns does he have?
I have lost count.
Wow.
More than the pairs of shoes you have? More than 50?
Probably about the same.
What do you need?
I know a guy like that. I know a couple of guys like that. That's what they do. I mean,
you just need one gun.
Dude,
I
got a partner that's got so many guns.
I got a partner.
He lives out in the country. He's got so many guns. He bought some type of machine or contraption that he makes bullets with because he was spending too much money for the bullets.
Wow. That is cool. So he melts some metal and everything, puts the gunpowder all up in there. I watched the show that did
something
that.
Breaks out, I'm going to his house.
Yeah. He's become a silversmith.
Huh. Yeah.
You know what they call that? Mm-hmm. Bullet smith? Oh.
Derek, welcome to the Let It Go lines.
Hey, I want to tell my boss to let it go. He's been my boss for 18 years. I recently just won the lottery and put my 2-week notice in, and he's telling me I need to hang in there for 2 more years for retirement. Let it go. I quit.
Awesome.
Oh. Well, I got
to
know.
You need to watch TLC and see what happens to them lottery winners. Your boss might have a point.
What lotto? What game were you playing?
It was North Carolina, $20 scratch off.
Uh-huh. How much did you win?
I won $2.5 million.
Oh, Derek!
After taxes?
Yes, after
that. Oh, Derek!
2 years away from retirement.
All right, I don't want to be the lottery downer, but that's not a lot of money. That's
going to
go very
away.
Quickly.
That's fine.
How much is your retirement? Do you know?
I'm not sure how much it is. I got 18 years. My wife's been an RN for 18 years.
Sweetheart.
So we're fine.
Please, you're fine.
Please. We're going to live off that.
Talk to a financial planner and...
What's your plan? Turn the music down. What's your plan for the money, dog?
I mean, we just paid our house off recently. We're going to buy a car and just travel a little bit and just relax. I mean, we've been both working for almost 20 years now. We're almost 50 years old. We just want to sit back and...
2 more years.
And that's it. Just relax. Travel a little bit.
Wow. All
yeah. Right. You didn't call for financial advice.
Yeah. No, I know. No. But
could you like take a leave of absence or something for a minute or something?
No. You don't want to work when you're so tired
it's
of working.
It's 2 years, Jenna.
Where do you work again?
$2.5 million.
I'm a truck driver for FedEx.
Okay.
This ain't like Beverly Hillbillies.
I know,
with $1 million buys you a mansion in Beverly Hills.
No, I know. That's what I know. It's going to go quickly, but I mean, it depends on how much he makes in 2 years.
Yeah, he's probably going to live the same life. Are you going to live the same lifestyle, or are you going to change it up?
No, I'm going to live the same lifestyle. Yeah. I mean, I got my 401k I can cash on. My wife has 401k for 18 years. We haven't touched in 18 years, so
Derek,
I'm not living. I'm going to buy a new car. That's it. Our house paid off. We're fine.
Enjoy the money, Derek. You know what? Do what you got to do, buddy. You want to go on a guy's trip or something?
You buying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
No, flying private.
We talk about this all the time. You know, like, what would you do if you won the lottery? No, so, you know, if you won the mega, like hundreds of millions.
That's cool.
That's different.
That's one thing. But $2 million, and if you're not even 50 yet, and you're going to.
You got 2 years.
You'll be all right. Why you got down and on?
No, we're not. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's going to be.
What's your kid's situation?
It's easy to blow through $500,000 a year, and then that's, you know.
What's he saying? He's not going to change his lifestyle.
That's what he says.
He's not going to.
What's your kid's situation? You got kids?
Yeah, I got a 20-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she's out.
Man,
you gotta,
she's excited.
You got to break her off a little something, something.
Yeah, nah, she's
got to
cool.
pay for the college.
Yeah. She's in school. We're going to pay her school off, and she just got a new car that she's paid off, so... Everything's fine.
That is so cool.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry we're being negative. We just want you to live a good life. So enjoy it.
I'm on your side. You do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, I want you to enjoy it, but yeah, 2 years is not a lot of time. I mean,
be a heartbeat.
Then you, yeah.
He's gonna get pretty good interest.
Okay, but admit it. Other than paying off your house, you bought something, even if it was small, something really fun that you couldn't afford before. What was it?
No, I didn't. I mean, we're getting a car. That's it. I want a just Cadillac car. DCS. That's the only thing we get. We just haven't gotten it yet.
What kind of car?
We haven't bought any
Cadillac.
Cadillac.
The fast one.
Yeah, you got the Cadillac.
Okay.
60-70,000.
I've never talked to somebody who won the lottery. This is cool.
I'm not going out and spending big money on it. I already have a boat. We got land. We got a lake in the back. Everything's paid off. We're fine.
See, he's got a lake in the back.
You're not even 50 yet. You know how much longer you're going to live?
Kelly, he's fine.
You're going to live a long time.
You know, he's got more money than most people do at retirement. Well, he's set. He's good.
Well, what I would do if I were you, you didn't ask me for advice, but what I would do...
We're just beating this poor guy.
You are.
I know. He's like, gee.
He's like, Kid Credit Morning Show, let it go.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
You guys let it go.
I would probably invest in some type of business.
So no, Al.
I'm sorry, Al.
If you would like to buy a bar, for example, for $2 million.
Maybe the one in Mexico?
Yeah.
Al, you should be the last person giving financial advice to this guy.
I'm trying to sell my bar for
$2 million. No, don't buy the bar.
I knew a guy that won the lottery, and his dream was to open. He was in Florence. He opened an ice cream shop at Baskin Robbins and had a business.
Yeah.
It was his lottery money.
Derek
made an investment.
You know what you should do, Derek? You should buy 1,000 vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
And then try to sell them.
That would be nice.
And some of those Kelly Raspberry t-shirts, too.
Yeah.
And then buy Kelly's house.
Buy Kelly's house the day Kelly's house sold.
That would have taken all his lottery money, though.
Oh, Derek, man.
I'm sure you're going to do just
fine
with your money, buddy.
Congratulations.
Congrats, bud.
Call us back next year and let us know how you do it.
Or we'll just look for you on that TLC show.
Derek's fine. Stop hating on Derek.
Congratulations. That's very
Derek.
Exciting. Everyone's just jealous.
Yeah.
Go buy a scratch-off today. I didn't even know it was possible. To win that much on a scratch off. $2.5 million.
$2.5 million.
The bigger ones, yeah.
My goodness.
I think you have to pay more than $1 for those, though, right?
Yeah, he says $20 ticket.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
I wonder.
It's exciting, but 2 years from the finish line, I'm sorry.
Yeah, stick it out.
I'm sorry.
I'd be the worst employee ever, but I'd go ahead and stay
there. I tell you what,
though. $50 million. JC, we're not talking $50 million. We're talking $2
million. Yeah. I guarantee you, I can make $2.5 million work the rest of my life.
No, you can.
Oh, yes, I could.
The rest of your life starting now?
That's exactly what I was going to say. If it were you or I, someone that's 50 and that's work like that.
You got two kids to go to college?
You and I, there's no way at this age that
I'm
we could
thrifty.
Make that.
I'm thrifty.
I think people.
I can't believe you own a home and have kids.
Average person makes, what, $35,000 a year, something like that. I mean, if you're living that, you know, and lifestyle for $35,000, then maybe. But you're going to be so tempted to go in there and say, I can pay
cash. Of course you are.
I can pay cash for this house. I can do that. And then your money's going to be gone. Your money's going to be, half of that money.
Oh, okay. I don't
like.
It's
going to be gone in a year.
We need to be excited for it.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm very excited.
You're sucking the joy out of his life.
Some people make it work, so.
Some people just need to, you know,
some people won the lottery.
Consider what they're doing.
There's people that make it just fine. He's fine.
You need to do a TLC, the lottery ruined my life marathon.
He is fine. He'll be fine.
It is sad.
Everybody
in this office, except for you and your knucklehead thoughts, is agreeing
because
with me.
Because he
and this
said
old
he's not going to change his. He's not going to change his
knucklehead.
Lifestyle.
Dude,
he's.
I can't believe I just called JC a knucklehead.
You call me a knucklehead.
You call me an old guy.
You're agreeing with Big Al Mack.
Doggone right.
Because
I know
Kelly or
you got,
Al,
hospital bills, JC. You know you can get sick, and he's quitting his job, so he's not going to have benefits anymore.
Okay,
he's one sickness away from losing. You know, I'm just saying.
You don't know.
His wife still has a job. He said.
Oh, she's going to let him retire and make her go to work every day? I'm sure that's going to work well.
That's a whole other story. That's the deal.
She was probably saying, Derek, don't buy it. We're never going to win.
Man, I'd have me
a Kelly, if you or Al, if you won $2.5 million, you know, after taxes today,
would you
still come to work?
Yes, I would.
I won mine 2 years ago.
Two and a half.
I mean, I know I would. But I also don't have like tons of money saved.
Like I said,
I have money saved, but I went and had a meeting with my financial advisor, and I've been saving since I was way younger than you. I was shocked at how little I had. You know, I mean, like, it does not add up like always like you think.
Yeah, but come on, Kelly, you admit it.
$2.5 million.
You would go to the dollar store and you'd have a spree.
I have a fun day at the Dollar Tree.
I mean, I'd do
some
stuff.
But I would
be
back at work the next day.
Yeah, I'd have to go
I would
work.
Too, but.
I would be the worst employee this company has ever seen.
But you too.
But I still come to work. I still come to work, though.
Too late on that, Al.
We did not mean for Let It Go to digress.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we'll go back
Everyone's
to
Everyone's interested in a lottery.
We are.
Though.
Yeah. We'll go to Stacy. Stacy, welcome to the Let It Go lines. We're back on track.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
To my friend whose name was nameless on Facebook, every time I post a picture of my dog, Fifi, it's my dog. I named her Let It Go.
They're complaining about your dog's name?
Yeah, well, because she's a 120-pound lab, and they think some little dog named Fifi should be this little frou-frou dog.
No, I think it's cute.
That's why we do that. Yeah. That's why I named my little dog Maximus. That's why
you need to get friends that have a better sense of humor.
Yeah.
Who get irony.
She just makes a comment, oh, my God, you named her Fifi. I can't believe that. Just shut up and let it go.
Right?
Let it go for sure.
I know
a 400 to judge you on the
Not everyone's as creative as you.
If you won $2.5 million, would you retire?
I already let her go.
I got to see some listeners agree with me.
No. Lindsay, you got one for your friend?
Yes, I wanted to say to her, she is still mad at me 4 years later because I won to be a trophy presenter on the Teen Choice Awards in 2010. And I took my boyfriend at the time. I took him instead of her, and she's still mad at me all this time.
But the boyfriend's gone, right?
Oh yeah.
See,
oh,
that's
he
crazy.
Stole like money from me. He stole like $400 from me.
You need to call
goodness.
Derek. He's got $2.5 million. Yeah, he probably hook you up.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Well, she needs to let it go. I mean,
yeah, she definitely needs to.
Been
let
4
it go.
Years.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, women choose their temporary squeeze over a lifelong girlfriend.
You don't let it go.
You got to let it go, but it still hurts.
You don't let it go.
If you won $2.5 million, would you leave your job?
Go ahead, Taylor.
Probably.
Probably.
It's tempting. I can't, you know, I can't argue that.
Everybody agrees. $2.5 million.
Everybody. Everybody.
No.
It's a scientific.
I think 30 and under would leave the job. 40 and over would really have to think hard.
I wouldn't. I've told you I would. Yeah. There's no way. I know how. I would blow through that in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I would build a studio in my house, but I'd still work.
There goes the 1 million.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm going to build a studio.
Yeah. So you don't have to travel 4 miles
it's
to come
okay.
up here.
I'll start my own record label. We'll be fine. It'll work out just fine.
You're going to be like the next Dr. Dre.
Yeah. I'll be like Damon Dash.
You're going to turn that 2.5 into 3 billion.
Beats by C. Taylor, finish us off here with the Let It Go lines.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay, so the little Volkswagen Jetta that cut me off on the back road this morning, the speed limit is 60. You pulled right in front of me, and you went 45, and then proceeded to brake check me. So I passed you, and you flipped me off. I know you're having a bad day, but I was about to be late for work, and ain't nobody got time for that, so let it go.
Nobody got time for that.
Getting cut off, and then they send the brakes on, that's just road rage.
Yeah.
Me. Oh, I was mad. I was yelling at him.
I bet they heard you.
It was raining and they're going to brake check me? No.
No way. No way, no how.
Mm-mm, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Nobody plays like that.
Wrong girl.
Me.
Wrong girl.
Would you leave your job if you won $2.5 million?
Oh, heck no. I'm 19 years old.
Oh, okay.
She got a head on her shoulder. She got 2 licks of sense, unlike some people I work with.
I've been at this job since I was 16, and I wouldn't leave it for anything.
Really? Where do you work?
I work at Southside Bank.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right then, girl.
Thought you were
saying she knows money and how quickly it goes.
Right.
So one person wouldn't leave. That's pretty good.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
4th of July weekend, which means a lot of us will probably want to hit up the theater, you know, because it's getting pretty hot outside.
Yeah, there's air conditioning in there and everything.
Yeah, you could eat some popcorn and drink some drinks. But Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com will let us know if those movies that are coming out this weekend are actually worth watching. Hi, Gray Drake.
Yay, America.
Yay, America.
Such different choices this weekend at the box office, this long holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little something for everybody this weekend, which is exactly what Hollywood wants, because everybody's going to be at the theater, so it's important for them to please everyone. So let's start with the movie for the youngest audience. How about that?
Let's do that.
Earth to Echo is a movie about some kids who are being whose families are being forced to move out of their neighborhood, and they don't want to leave because they're best friends and it's they have important treasure hunting, et cetera, slash children things to do.
Yeah.
Can you tell I don't have kids?
Yeah.
And so they find Echo, who is a little robot alien, and he's so cute. He looks like a little owl. I could talk for hours about how much I love Echo. I won't. Instead, I will tell you that. I will tell you that Earth to Echo is really sweet, and this movie is going to be for your kids like what E.T. was for us.
So why didn't they just re-release E.T.?
Right, because they had a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know what? They try to, they have to hide it in anniversaries, and there's nothing important happening with E.T., but they've already re-released it like once or twice. So instead they just let these guys do it, and they put it, you know, they're like, oh, it's kids with iPhones. They'll go see it.
And one of the characters' names is Munch?
Yes.
I love that.
He's Munch, and he's a lot like Chunk from the Goonies, but they're, you know, Echo is a little bit E.T.-ish, and it's nothing that we haven't seen before, but your kids are going to go bananas over this movie.
All right, well, I guess I'm taking Emma Kelly. Yeah. Don't have any way around that.
They have a dude from The X Factor in the movie, too.
Really?
The Astro, the rapper, that kid,
mm-hmm.
He was pretty good.
Huh.
Yeah, that kid, he kind of had, like, an attitude, and they kind of made use of that in this movie.
So you're saying that the kids are going to love it, and parents will be able to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, actually, I enjoyed it just sitting there watching it without a kid. Normally, that would be weird, but it wasn't. It's a cute movie.
That's very important because I dread taking my kid to some movies, but I know I just have to. So knowing I can look forward to it makes me happy.
Yeah.
What about for those of us that aren't weighed down with children?
Like Jenna.
Well, we have a lot of choices that are R-rated this week as well.
Yeah.
So let's go to something that will help you hang on to the person you went to see the movie with.
Okay.
Deliver Us from Evil is a scary movie. And this is always my jam. Like, I go take my man with me, and then I'm like, oh, I'm so helpless and afraid. So Deliver Us from Evil stars Eric Bana, you know, the Hulk, as this real-life NYPD cop named Ralph Sarchi. And Ralph Sarchi is a sensitive dude, as we see in the TV commercials where he is talking to a witness and he uses the phrase, hey, what's wrong with you?
Okay.
Wow.
It's a good dialogue,
huh? Oh, my God. That might be my favorite line in a movie so far this year. It just makes me laugh so hard. So he and his partner, Joel McHale from The Soup.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Love him.
I know. He's fantastic, right? And it turns out he uses knives really well in this movie. And it turns out that he's a knife dude in real life.
Yeah, we actually talked to him earlier this week, and he told us he collects knives for reals.
Right. So you guys know he has a whole bunch of illegal ones, too, then.
Yeah, he told us he could get arrested.
I thought he was joking, but the director or whoever wrote the script actually wrote this part for Joel, I guess, because of the whole knife thing.
Yeah,
super creepy. I had no idea. I'm never going to watch The Soup the same way again.
Well, how is the movie? Is it scary?
It is scary. It's not as scary as I wanted it to be because I'm a hardened horror movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually kind of an interesting mix of being like a cop mystery and an exorcism movie.
Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's not, I would say it's not one of my favorites. The director also directed Sinister, which I thought was way better than this. But if you have a hard time with scary movies, Deliver Us from Evil is a good pick because it's not too terrifying or gory, and you'll still get the effect of both the cop and the scary stuff.
Okay. Right. The demon stuff usually scares me away, but if it's not that bad, I might be able to tolerate it.
What do you think about The Exorcist?
I've never watched it. I can't.
It's pretty good.
It's the evil spirit thing.
The exorcism stuff is the most intense stuff, so I would say do not see it.
Okay. Thank you, Gracie. That was very helpful information from my personal movie reviewer.
Well, that's what Gray does. She helps you personally.
In fact, Gray will call you personally and let you know if a movie fits you based on your personality traits. Mm-hmm.
Well, Gray, based upon my personality traits, will I like Tammy?
I think that you will like Tammy because it features a whole bunch of funny, awesome women in it that are just messing around that have amazing wigs on their heads.
But see, this is the problem. We've seen Melissa McCarthy in this role over and over and over again, and it's really hard to get excited about a movie we feel like we've seen her do already.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and this is definitely not the best movie that she's ever done.
But it's just wacky enough that it made me laugh a lot. And so I think at the end of the day, like, it's definitely no Bridesmaids. I would never use the B word in telling you about this movie.
Okay, good.
But I would say that because of, you know, Melissa McCarthy, Susan Sarandon, Kathy Bates throwing Molotov cocktails, and an R rating, I feel like the movie is a pretty solid comedy for the summer. It's not mean like Neighbors was, but it's sweet, and it has, like, it's, you know, some funny chicks hanging around and doing stuff.
All right. Well, you've turned me around on it because I wasn't even going to give it a chance.
Yeah, after seeing the trailer, we were like, well, there was 2 minutes of supposedly the best parts of the movie, and I laughed five times, maybe four times.
Laugh out loud. We laughed out loud because we watched it together,
yeah,
Al.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that, again, it's the R rating that sells it, so see a matinee of this one and don't, like, spend the big bucks.
See, but again, another helpful tip. Don't waste your money on full price. Save a couple bucks. Not really worth full price. You're great, Gray.
Great, Drake, you're awesome.
Oh, guys, thank you. Bring it out in me.
You put the gray in great.
Yes, you did.
Well done.
You know what? It's the magic of you guys, because I suck everywhere else.
Well, thank you, Gray, Drake. I hope you have some wonderful 4th of July plans.
Da, 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 da. I'm waving my American flag and doing a march around my living room.
I just thought of something great. You should dye your hair red, white, and blue.
That's what I was thinking.
Just for the holiday.
It's done. That's how much I love America.
Oh, we love you. Thank you. A good American, Gray Drake, from that great American movie website, RottenTomatoes.com.
America!
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.